The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Lots of sporting action this weekend, and we're joined by Colm Mullany, broadcaster with Off the Ball. Colm, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
We'll go briefly to last night, though, when the skort skirt issue was resolved.
Yeah, it was. So the special congress held by the Camogie Association at Croke Park last night, Pat, and 98% of the delegates present voted in favour of advocating for choice. So players will now be allowed to wear shorts or skorts while playing in competitive matches in Camogie. That looks like the issue now is resolved, having run for a couple of weeks over the course of the last
month they or can't so. Just buy any old shorts in Penny's or Zara or whatever.
Yeah, like it's like
it has to be still a uniform.
Yeah, it will be a uniform, and I think it's the end of the matter now. And the question from here for the Camogie Association and Camogie in general will be whether the limelight that's been on them, good, bad or indifferent, over the last month will translate now into bigger crowds at their matches. The championships get underway this weekend as well, and I know that they'll be hoping that the crowds will increase and there'll be more interest now in Camogie over the
There's also
months.
Another element here, and that is player power.
Yep.
So maybe the men who have got a gripe about something or other might take a leaf out of the women's book and act in this way, saying, if we don't like this, whatever.
Yeah, I think the players deserve a lot of credit. A number of the players and county panels took a stand on this, that they weren't happy with the situation, and they decided to make their voice heard over the last month, and now they've got the choice now to wear shorts or skorts. And it's been an issue that has cast a light on the Camogie Association over the last month or so as well, and they'll be hoping now that they can get back to matters on the field, starting with the championships this weekend.
Now, the Premier League, we have the final day on Sunday, and there's still, strangely enough, a lot to play for.
Yeah, it's pretty much about the top five, Pat. The race for Champions League football, an extra place in the Premier League on offer this year for Champions League football. A couple of teams still in contention to finish in there. Man City, Newcastle, Chelsea, Aston Villa and Nottingham Forest all in the race there to finish in the top five. It looks like City are in third, will manage to get over the line, but then it's a little bit tighter behind them. Newcastle, Chelsea and Aston Villa all on 66 points. Nottingham Forest on 65. The big game there is actually between two of the contenders, between Nottingham Forest and Chelsea. We heard during the week with Manchester United and Spurs about the significance of being in the Champions League from a financial point of view.
There was 100 million down the tubes for United for not winning on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's a huge financial gap for them. So that shows the significance of it. I think particularly for Nottingham Forest and that collection of clubs that we've mentioned, it'd be hugely significant for their club if they could manage to get into the Champions League. And as I say, they play Chelsea at the weekend. Everything else pretty much sorted, Pat. The relegation picture has been quite clear from a long
way for quite some time, which allowed Manchester United and Tottenham to go about their weary way.
And they're the two
not
teams
performing
above the relegation zone in 16th and 17th. And then Liverpool will claim the title. They'll get the trophy at the weekend. That has been sorted for quite a while as well.
So now, the championship resolution is also at hand.
And we talk about money. £220 million, it's understood that this match is worth, the championship playoff final to get into the Premier League. Sheffield United against Sunderland at Wembley on Saturday. The two clubs have been prominent in the Premier League. Sunderland relegated back in 2017. They've had a tough time since, and we've seen the Netflix documentary about all of that as well. They're tumbled down the pyramid in English football, but they're on the brink now of a return. Sheffield United have been in the Premier League more recently, and both of them got through their respective playoff semi-finals. Neither of them have a good record at Wembley. I think Sheffield United's last win at Wembley was 100 years ago. Sunderland have only won once there since winning the FA Cup back in the early 1970s. So they'll be hoping to change their fortunes and get back to the Premier League.
But the best football might be on display in Lisbon.
Yeah, true. There's a lot of interesting stuff happening over the next little while in football. And then just to mention as well, the League of Ireland tonight, Pat, as well. We've got a live game on the Go Loud app this evening, which is the match between Drogheda United and Bohemians. That should be an interesting encounter between the sides in third and fourth. Derry City against Shamrock Rovers as well, the top two sides.
Stop the division. Rovers gallop will be Derry's ambition.
Like they've taken control of the league of late. And I think Shamrock Rovers definitely, in terms of the squad that they have, certainly looking like they might be the strongest team in the division at the moment. And then the Women's Champions League final, as mentioned, Barcelona heavy favourites heading in against Arsenal. Katie McCabe, part of the Arsenal squad, will be hoping to get over the line there, but they've got a big, big ask against the Barca team that have been very impressive so far.
Any golf this weekend?
Yeah, we've got a few things happening in golf. It's a little bit more laid back this week, having had the PGA Championship last week. Sadal Open is on the DP World Tour this morning, where Conor Purcellin is in action. He's actually 7 shots off the lead. Now, Marco Penge, the English player, is the leader there on 8 under par. things stand. Leon Maguire in action on the LPGA Tour and Seamus Power in action on the PGA Tour this week. So that's the golf.
Lots of GAA action this weekend. Loads.
Yeah, we've got lots. The All-Ireland Football Championship is really coming into focus now with some big games across the various groups this weekend in the football. Meath and Louth, who contested that Leinster final in action. Louth take on Monaghan. Armagh, who lost that dramatic Ulster final, back in action as well. They play Derry. It's Donegal against Tyrone, and Meath playing Cork, as I mentioned. And then the hurling as well comes to a conclusion. The two provinces, Cork against Waterford is the big game in Munster, with Cork looking to bounce back after that hefty defeat to Limerick last weekend. Limerick and Clare, the other game, of Clare already out of the championship. And then in Leinster, the big game is Dublin against Galway, which is effectively a semi-final there to see who'll progress to the final.
Very good. Cathal Mullany from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.